I know on one of the earlier programs of Sounds Irish also, I played this particular song, not by this particular artist. I remember at the time playing it, the barbershop version of the song. And then I came across this wonderful recording by Ronan Tynan that he made in, what was it, 2001, I think he recorded this. And what appealed to me, not just Ronan's voice and the arrangement of the whole thing, but it's not very often you hear the verses of this song sung. It's usually just the chorus and you sing it over and over again. But he treats this song so gently and it's full of feeling, as is all of Ronan Tynan's material. And as I said sometime before on Sounds Irish, that I think it's rather sad that Ronan hasn't recorded much Irish material. I think he should make an album of all Irish songs. Yes, give us the old standards, I'll Take You Home Again and Galway Bay and Danny Boy. Yes, but I think it would make a lovely album. But in the meantime, enough of my prattle. Here's Ronan Tynan and his wonderful interpretation of the song, My Wild Irish Rose.
I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. Yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met, faith, I've known no repose. She is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. Compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. They may sing of the roses which by other names would smell just as sweetly, they say. But I know that my rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken away. Good lances are shy when by the bar where my true love grows. And my one wish has been that someday I may win the heart of my wild eye. stretch everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
What a voice. Absolutely tremendous there. Ronan Tynan and My Wild Irish Rose. And I put my hand on my heart and say that is the best version of that song that I have ever heard, and I'm sure you will agree with me. Well, maybe you won't. And if you don't agree with me, and you'd feel like taking me to task about something you've heard on the program, and make an observation, a comment, even a request or a dedication, well, you have the email address. Here's Dolores Keane. Now, on last week's program, did I not play Dolores Keane singing My Own Dear Galway Bay or something like that? I have a lot of Dolores's material. But here's one I came across that she sang when she was an extremely young lady. And she's singing with some of her friends on this particular album. And here's a song. It's called Seven Yellow Gypsies. But I think it's a sort of another working of the old song, The Raggle Taggle Gypsies. Oh, remember, we played Planxty's version of that a couple of weeks ago. Here's Dolores Keane and Seven Yellow Gypsies.
Seven yellow gypsies all in a gang, and was none of them lame or lazy, oh. Sure, the fairest one is among them all, she is going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all of Cash's money, oh. Oh, saddle for me, me pretty white steed, saddle him up so bonny, oh. So that I may go and find me young wedded wife, now she's gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, she rode west, but he rode best, until he came to Stradbally. Well, who should he find but his own wedded wife, she is gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all of Cash's money, oh. What will you do with your house and your land? What will you do with your money, oh? Oh, what will you do with your two fine babes? Now you're going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what will you do with your fine feather bed with the sheets turned down so bonny, oh? Oh, what will you do with your own wedded lord? Now you're going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what do I care for me house and me land? What do I care for me money, oh? And what do I care for me two fine babes? Now I'm going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, last night I lay on a fine feather bed with the sheets turned down so bonny, oh. But tonight I lay on a cold barn floor with seven yellow gypsies to annoy me, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I'd rather get a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips than you and all your money, oh.
Do you see what I mean by the Raggle Tackle Gypsies? Oh, that was Dolores Keane and her friends. And it's going back some time. She was, as I said, very young on that particular recording. Nevertheless, it was a really good song. Now, I'm giving you another track from that great little album I've got by Mick Maloney called McNally's Row of Flats. Such an education has my Mary Ann. So, I'm going to dedicate this to any Mary or Marianne who may at some time have been a teacher in their life, or maybe even today still is a teacher, telling us how clever Mary is and how clever Marianne was. It's a lovely little album, this. I never get tired listening to it. Mick Maloney and Such an Education Has My Marianne.
My Marianne's a teacher. Great big public school. She gets $1,000 every year. She has charge of all the children. You'd never find a fool, for Mary gives them all the proper steer. For she studied Greek and Latin, real French and Timbuktu, yes, German, Spanish, Turk and Hindustan, sweet Portuguese and Irish and Jerusalem Hebrew. Such an education has my Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, she's a sweetheart, she's a lamb. You should hear her play on the piano. Such an education has my Mary Ann. My Mary Ann's a lady, no contemptible coquette. When I meet her, sure my heart goes in a dream. She's thoroughly conversant with the art of etiquette. At cards she'd beat old Hoyle himself a game. Oh, she'd play you whist or cribbage, 45s or casino, and she'd deal the cards just like a gambler man. At poker or pinochle, sake or Pedro, such an education has my Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, she's a sweetheart, she's a lamb. You should hear her play on the piano. Such an education has my Mary Ann. My Mary Ann's a dancer in the art of terpsichore. You should hear her forward four and allemand. She break up all the lumber that you'd lay down on the floor. Such a heavy stepper is my Mary Ann. Oh, she'd dance you the mazurka, a polka or quadrille, a reel or jig or shuffle in the sand. The Schottische or the German, oh, you could not keep her still. Such an education has my Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, she's a sweetheart, she's a lamb. You should hear her play on the piano. Such an education has my Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, she's a sweetheart, she's a lamb. You should hear her play on the piano. Such an education has my Mary Ann.
I wander through scenes of my childhood, they call back to memory those happy days of yore. Gone are the old folk, the house stands deserted, no light in the windows, no welcome at the door. Here's where the children played games on the heather. Here's where they sailed their wee boats on the burn. Where are they now? Some are dead, some have wandered. No more to their homes shall those children return. Lone is the house now, and lonely the moorland. The children are scattered, the old folk are gone. Why stand I here like a ghost and a shadow? 'Tis time I was moving. 'Tis time I passed on.
John McDermott and The Old House. Now, Christy Moore. When I say Christy Moore, I told you on last week's program, or was it the week before, that I'm not the greatest Christy Moore fan. I don't like everything he does, but I do like some of the material he does. It's very clever, including this one. It's called The Continental Ceilidh, and it points out how Irish music in today's world is now played by, well, not so much Irish people, but people from various parts of the world who come to Ireland to learn to play Irish music from Germany, Sweden, France, Scandinavia. Here, Christy Moore tells us all about the Continental Ceilidh.
Okay, dog. Okay, Dick. Okay, Greg.
Over in McCann's there's a grand old dance band a-playing, spinning out the Continental Ceilidh. They're coming in the cars from the bars down the Lither in Killan to hear the famous Gunther and his playing. Out the star of Munster with hands a-gun a hoo and Ned they're rapping out a tango on the spoons. Such commotion will act like a lotion on the strut with the Continental Ceilidh tonight. A Wolfgang's playing on the comb, someone shouts at him, go home. Klaus is playing a slower on the bower on. Quinn from Carrifin is fiddled up beneath his chin. He's going to play the books of Arden Moor now. An old-fashioned lady begins to sing a song. Ah, lads, a bit of order over there. Claren Bridge for the chowder, keep your powder dry for the Continental Ceilidh tonight. Corky's claws in his eyes, pretends he's in disguise when he sees an old flame coming over. He's singing for the Swedes and the Tweeds, doing all he can to please. The nets are such a delicate stay. Later on he'll give an audience to one of them or two. He'll sing the dying swan and touch the feelings. Tonight's his night, tomorrow night will be just the same. Hey, they let me out to the bar where the boys are going far and they're spinning out the Continental Ceilidh. Never mind the drink, the music's in me solo so long as I can hear the band a-playing. The pipes and the flutes and the fiddles are in tune. Ooh, I'd love to meet a European girl. Hey, they know me head's going light. The band is playing tight at the Continental Ceilidh tonight. All the publicans are there, it is like a herding fair. They're trying to figure out how much McCann is making to keep their pubs out of stubs. They're lashing out big subs in a burst of fierce anticipation. Moguls from Mockhill, they're staring at the till. They're trying to get the load on the lineup. They'll be buying free port for the members of the band at the Continental Ceilidh tonight. Over in McCann's there's a grand type of dance band playing, and they're spinning out the Continental Kelly. They're coming in the cars from the bars down in Nithar and Killan just to hear the famous Gunther and his playing. Out the star a monster with hands like on the hoon, and they're rapping out a tango on the spoons. Such commotion will act like a lotion on the strutting at the Continental Kelly tonight. At the Continental Kelly tonight. At the Continental Kelly tonight.
Could you make most of that out? I couldn't. You have to listen to it three or four times, but it's very clever. A Continental Kelly from Christy Moore, and well-deserved applause too. You know, I've been looking forward to playing this next track for you. I came across it during the week. Now, if I say Julie Andrews to you, you think you're getting the Sounds of Music. Or what was the other? Mary Poppins. But you're not. When I was going to school, which wasn't today or yesterday, as my mother would say, Julie Andrews was a teenager appearing on radio, the BBC. And I can remember her singing this song. Now, I don't know whether this was recorded at the time, but it must have been recorded shortly afterwards. She is very young on this, and she's telling us all the well-known story, we know it now, of the Kerry dances. And if you don't know it, well, listen to the story. Julie, a very young Julie Andrews, will tell you all about it.
The days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Was there ever a sweeter colleen in the dance than Ely Moore, or a prouder lad than Thady as he boldly took the floor? Lads and lasses, to your places, up the middle and down again, and the merry-hearted laughter ringing through the happy glen. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Time goes on, and the happy years are dead, and one by one are fled. Silent now is the wild and lonely glen, where the bright glad laugh will echo ne'er again. Only dreaming of days gone by, in my heart I of old companions stealing out of the past once more, and the sound of the dear old music, soft and sweet as in days of yore. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wine delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of. dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone alas, like our youth too soon.
Now, come on. Wasn't that gorgeous? Absolutely wonderful. A very young sounding Julie Andrews and the Kerry Dancers. And I'm proud to say that I played a Julie Andrews track singing an Irish song on Sounds Irish. And I'm going to give you another track now from that lovely singer, John Kelly from Knock in County Mayo. And I think John sums it all up in this particular song.
They sing about the hills of Oklahoma, or the big Swiss mountains where the Yodlers call. They sing about the Black Hills of Dakota, but I settle for the hills of Donegal. With the homesick blues, each Irish heart is hurting. In London, California, Adelaide, while they're always searching for their fortune, with a little happiness they've got it made. Those songs about the fairest of the sexes, Southern Belles of Tennessee, I've heard before. They sing about the yellow rose of Texas, but I'll settle for the rose of Aaron Moore. About the sun in California, or the pretty songs of Nashville, Tennessee. They sing about the moon in Carolina, but I'd settle for the cottage by the lea. With the homesick blues, each Irish heart is hurting. In London, California, Adelaide, while they're always searching for their fortune, with a little happiness they've got it made. Those glossy magazines and pretty pictures of continental gold and yellow sand, but the homeland and her charms, she can't be pictured. I'll settle for the shores of Ireland. Yes, I settle for the shores of Ireland.
We haven't had Daniel O'Donnell on this week's programme, and we're not having Daniel O'Donnell, but we're having his sister, Margot, and she's singing a song and telling us all the joys and all the things that happen west of the old River Shannon, in other words, the province of Connacht, taking in the counties of Sligo, Galway, Mayo, Leitrim and Roscommon. Here is Margot.
If you wander down beyond old Sligo town and travel the county to Galway around, you'll never see anyone wearing the crown west of the old River Shannon. The people of Conn are friendly and free, from Castlebar to Roscommon. Stop.
Well, friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. I really hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a great time presenting it. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. But if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope. And I'm sure you will. Take good care of yourselves and, of course, of one another. May good God bless you and yours. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Bollard saying, take care, travel safely, slán, bye.